Hello world, it is Nico Lapalooza checking in on this early morning. Starting a new position today at Arise Kombucha in Chicago, doing distribution for them. I'm pretty pumped about that, but I'm sitting in some traffic right now. Today I wanted to talk a little bit about the art of letting things come to you. I was talking to my friend Ryan Baldwin. He was like, he called it the art of not giving a fuck. I've talked about it before about there's a difference between goal setting and goal letting go. So there's the in a wave curve, in a sine curve, there's a part where you're pushing. You know, you're putting energy in, and you're putting physical energy in to a system. And then there's the part where you relax. And in this relaxation period is a lot of times when you see the fruits of your labor. For instance, farming, you put the work in. If you're just growing crop, you put the work, majority of the work in. Planting seeds, tilling the soil, a lot of work in the spring for the actual plant growth. Then you water it, and the harvest happens after the energy's already been put in. But there's only so much. There's a point where work defeats itself. And this has been really interesting to me because as of late, I felt like it's been really, the more I allow life to happen on life's terms and I align myself with this current, the easier it is to achieve the things that I want, the easier it is to be happy. You know, we get 20 clients. I'm out there, I'm hitting the streets, I'm going door to door, and I'm attaining 20 clients, passing out business cards. And then most recently, just by happenstance, I go back to Chicago and there's a relaxation period with LLB Eco Products. I kind of let it go and keep in touch with my clients, certainly, but I'm not doing any business development. I'm meditating. I'm writing down goals all last year of growing the business and putting all this energy in it, not just hitting the pavement, not just physical energy, but meditating on it and positive intentions and, you know, all that law of attraction shit. And I get a call last week from the biggest distributor in Minnesota saying, hey, we saw your product. We love it. A lot of our clients are asking for paper straws and eco-friendly products. Can you please come out and have a meeting with us? Oh, and then, and in the voicemail, he says, you must be out there hitting the streets a lot because a lot of my clients are asking for these products. And I'm thinking, I haven't been out on the streets since last November. And, I just really like this concept of within the relaxation period, within the goal, within letting go of the goal, that's when the harvest seems to happen. So I guess the thesis is there's goal setting and then there's goal forgetting. And I think they're both equally as important, this pressure that you apply as well as this relaxation. Thank you guys for listening. I hope that helped. Let me know what you think. Peace. Hey guys, thanks so much for listening to the podcast today. If you liked it, then share it, pass it along. You can always follow me on Instagram @art_movement. Have an awesome day. Love you guys.